This is SC Wild on the Sports Talk Radio Network with Captain Billy Downer of the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources.
Hey, don't call him Captain. He's now a Major. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Major Billy Downer in with us tonight for another edition of SC Wild. What's the difference between a Major and a Captain?
Well, everybody keeps saying he's a Major Downer now.
Ah,
there you go.
It works. It works.
Bump.
But what is the difference?
It's just a higher rank, more responsibility.
Mm-hmm. In a good way?
In a good way, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. Opportunity to continue to be a part of the department and our division, so looking forward to it. But I still get to stay with Phil.
That's right.
Hey.
I'm still your little...
There's a bright spot and everything.
I'm still your little private.
There.
All right, our phone number for... it's going to take me a little while. You know, habits are hard to break. Major Downer. To reach Major Downer, 888-898... you're going to have hell with that over the years. Till they get you... What's after Major?
I don't even know.
General?
No. I mean, it would be, we wouldn't just let him go there.
Yeah. It would seem to me that Captain would be higher than Major, but it's not. Major is higher than Captain.
That's correct.
Yeah. To reach Major Downer, 888-898-2525, 888-898-2525. Have a question about the great outdoors here in South Carolina. We're going to talk about gators and turkeys and fishing. But big story in the paper today that I was reading, the DNR is heavily involved with, about the Yawkey Plantation. Mm-hmm. Apparently beautiful piece of countryside in South Carolina, islands and things of that nature that the Tom Yawkey left to the state of South Carolina. For those who haven't been paying attention to that story, he left it under the direction that there'll be no hunting, fishing, or anything like that on the property. It's about 20,000 acres, I believe the story said.
Right.
And now there's a movement in the state house for some of that to be opened up to hunting and fishing. So there's a big sure. stink going on about that. What's happening with that, and where's it going to go?
I was not sure it's a stay. It's just, you know, anytime there's water that's navigable, people want to know why I can't go there. And so there's some questions that have arisen about that. The Yawkey Foundation and Yawkey Island has been a big part of the landscape of South Carolina for many years. The Yawkey Foundation has contributed an enormous amount of money to wildlife conservation in our state, particularly in Yawkey Island. And so... that's something that I am not a part of that discussion.
Mm-hmm.
However, we're watching that to see where we end up. Of course, we know that as we move through that process, we'll get to the right place in the end. So everybody's just trying to figure out, you know, what's the best way, where's the best end to be at.
Mm-hmm.
So the questions come up. You know, we go through this a lot when you set up an area and you protect it, and then there's, you know, there might be no fishing allowed, no disturbance in that area. And that sometimes causes friction with folks. Local folks want to go in there and, hey, why can't I go fishing in that creek? Or why can't I duck hunt in that creek? And just it's a process right now.
Yeah. So
they're working through that process now.
One of the, and this will lead into our conversation tonight. One of the experts interviewed for the story was in the state was an alligator expert. Mm-hmm. Apparently that's a big alligator preservation study area.
It's a WMA, so WMAs are closed to our public alligator hunting program.
Mm-hmm.
So it's closed to that. There's another, again, anytime something's closed, people want to go, why can't I go back there? So it's normal. It's not something that folks don't ask questions about. Anyway, we'll leave that to the higher heads to figure that one out.
One last thing. How pristine, how beautiful is that area, and where is it located exactly?
So Yawkey Island is up in Georgetown County.
Mm-hmm.
You got to actually go. It's an island. You cannot get to it by a road. You've got to go across the ferry to get there. And it is a beautiful piece of property. Again, you know, it has been pristine for years. I mean, it saw the Yawkeys, what, the Red Sox?
Yes, right? the Red Sox.
Uh-huh. Right? So. Hey, got that right.
Mm-hmm, very good.
Lots of famous people have hunted there way back before it was turned over as a conservation area.
Right.
So there's a lot of very unique studies have gone on that island. They provide funding to protect the island, provide funding for the staff on the island, and also make donations to a lot of other areas. So it's an important piece, certainly for our state, something that we need to continue to monitor and protect, of course. And again, As questions come up like this, you've got to be careful how you work through that. You don't want to jeopardize the funding that the Yawkeys have promised and dedicated to. You don't want to lose that over a skirmish necessarily over an area.
Sure. And they're just talking about a very small area that they want to open up, whoever they happens to be. That a little small area, right?
Right. Yeah. And again, though, when you've got a foundation like the Yawkeys and they've got this set up to work a certain way, when you go against that, you put that in jeopardy. So, sure. Again, it'll be, again, it's something as they work through. It'll be interesting.
All right. 888-898-2525. Major Downer with us tonight. It is SC Wild here on Sports Talk around the state of South Carolina. So, alligators, your top subject tonight, and we've
your
got
your favorite subject. We don't ever get out of a show without talking about
it. Well, because they just, you know, where was I?
Today, May 1st is
Alligator Day.
Public alligator hunting applications are available online starting today.
Great.
So the applications start today. That process goes in. Of course, you know, now's the time to put in. $10 non-refundable application fee required to apply for the public lands hunt. The public lands hunt is the only hunt available now. There's no more the WMA hunting program for alligators, only public lands. Those who had points in the WMA program have been transferred over into the public lands program, so they won't lose their points. It's all going to be put into the public lands. But again, you can go to the DNR website, to dnr.sc.gov, look under wildlife and then alligator, and you'll find the online application for 2019. Here's the numbers you're going to like, Phil. How many alligators live in the state?
Yeah. And this is just from the Midlands to the coast.
Well, that's because they don't live from the Midlands to the mountains. Remember, the fall line, I-20 is pretty much
is that right?
The area where alligators don't reside past.
So you can't find an alligator in Lawrence County?
No, sir. No, sir.
Not a single one.
There have been alligators that appear from time to time on Lake Murray, but they are removed. They don't survive the colder weather. Just the difference in temperatures enough to keep the population east of I-20. That doesn't mean that there's not one or so here or there. Uh-huh. Every now and again, something shows up. It's like the alligator in the toilet you flush down, and there it shows up. No, not really. Not really. But, you know, alligators do move, and they do show up sometimes in places they've never shown up before. But typically, the fall line of the state, which runs around I-20, is where alligators don't
cross.
They don't cross. The weather's too cold for them. So, but from Midlands to the coast, 100,000 alligators is what we estimate to be our population. If you're asking yourself, okay, that's a lot, how do you allow, you know, remember, these animals were protected. They were on the endangered species list at one time. Then they were on the threatened list, and now they're not on any list. They're not, you know, they're protected by state laws now, not federal law. So they're actually a tremendous success story for wildlife or for the conservation effort for the Endangered Species Act. Great success story. So again, last year in South Carolina, hunters took 337 alligators.
Pretty small number.
Pretty small number. Not going to affect the overall population with that number. The average size was just about under 9 feet that people took, reported, of course. We don't have a record keeping process as far as we don't keep records on alligators. Like, you know, you hear every year, 13-foot something, a 14-foot gator's been taken in Lake Moultrie or in the canal down in Berkeley County. We don't really have records. We don't want to create a trophy out of an alligator, because when you do that, you diminish the importance of the animal, and then people go out there and are just killing to kill. Of course, alligator meat, very good to eat. You've had that yourself. Tastes like chicken. So we've had a good time with that. Hearing the show talking about alligators. We've eaten alligators as well.
When are you going to bring your cooker back and fire up the grill?
Well, we're in a different locale now. We can do this all over again.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, it's time. I think Brian wants some deep fried gator.
We don't have the dangers of the building, the Behringer building
catching on fire. Well, I'm not so sure this won't catch on fire either.
Me cooking under. Last time I was cooking under a sprinkler head, which was a little disconcerting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Steam got
no such concern here.
No such concern here. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
You're on the edge of 378.
I think you should do that. I'll be more than happy to.
We'll do
not
that.
Not so sure I want to do the gator thing again.
But for folks who want to apply for the alligator season, it's $10 non-refundable application fee. Again, it's online only. You can't do it by paper fees, online only, or at one of our walk-up counters at DNR regional offices in Clemson, Florence, Columbia, or Charleston. No paper applications are accepted.
Mm-hmm.
The season will begin at 12 noon on September 14th and run until 12 p.m. noon on October 12th. The deadline to apply is 5 p.m. on June 15th. So you have all of May and the first 2 weeks basically in June to apply.
Why is the season set so far away from the application process? Why do you have why'd they set September 14th, that time of year?
All right, so the seasons are set a lot of times by activity species. You're outside the breeding season of alligators. You're outside the time when they've got young.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting to that fall pre-hibernation phase when alligators pretty much go up the winter and they get in holes and just get out of the weather for the most part. So September is a good time through October. However, you've got to have time to take the applications in, process those applications, figure out points, assign points, determine your top picks, send those out, and then people have the opportunity to, once they're picked, now they have to pay a $100 fee.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $10 to apply. If you're selected, once you're selected, there's a $100 fee for the harvest tag. And all this goes into managed alligator, goes back to the alligator program.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the season runs basically September 14th through October 12th, 12 p.m. noon to 12 p.m. noon. It used to start in the midnight, and that was a fiasco because people would be at the landings at 11:59 trying to get out there at night. It was just easier for enforcement's sake to do it in the middle of the day, 12 mm-hmm. o'clock.
How do you select the people who get the right to hunt the alligators?
When you put in your first year, you have 0 points.
Right.
It's a point system.
Okay.
So let's say you've been putting in for 2 years. You may have 2 points. This is your third year putting in. You have 2 preference points. You're going to be at the top of the list.
So you're rewarded by the number of years you've tried
to
get one.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Every year you don't get selected, you gain a preference point. The more preference points you have, the higher up the list you are.
So it's all about giving more hunters the chance to do it over a period of years.
Absolutely.
And not letting one or two people get the
picked
do it every
over
year.
And over again.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah, yeah,
that's absolutely right. So the preference point system is a proven system. It works. You pick people that haven't been chosen. And if you don't get chosen, the next year you're higher up the list.
Mm-hmm. So within about 3 years, you're likely going to get picked.
I think that's about where we are right now. It's about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, we talked about that. So preference points add the likelihood of being drawn in future years.
Mm-hmm.
All hunters will be notified mid-July of their selection status. So if you put in now, it'll be mid-July before you hear. It ends June 15th, gives us a month to process all that, checkpoints, come up with the names, and issue it out. So mid-July is when you find out. So you've got a month to actually got 2 months to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
So mid-July, you find out. You've got till September 15th, the season to start. So you can get all your equipment you need. Because remember, if you're going to take alligators on public waters, there's some specific things that restrict you there. So alligators have to be 4 feet in length or greater. They, you got to have your tag with you. Anybody hunting in the boat with you has to have a state hunting license. The person engaged in the hunt has to have a state hunting license. Anybody in the boat with you has to have a state hunting license.
Mm-hmm.
This is all generally done by boat. Remember, alligators must be pulled up to the side of the boat. You have to take them with hook and line. With a bow and arrow, and you have to pull the gator in, reel it into you. Basically, your hook goes into between the scutes, or your arrow is going to go in the scutes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to pull that gator in, basically like a fish going to fight him until he tires out. You pull him into the boat, and then you can take him and you can dispatch the gator with a pistol or a bang stick at the boat once he's in your possession.
At the boat. You can do it outside the boat.
Basically, it's mm-hmm. control. It's not like, you know, when you look swamp people
yeah.
and they're out there shooting high-powered rifles across the water. In our areas, bullets skipping across water is not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to bring that alligator up to you, controlled, a handgun or a bang stick to dispatch the gator on top of the head right there at the boat when you're in control. That prevents accidents and things from happening. When you see the alligator guys, they're using the 22 rifle. That may work, and it does work for them. Surely you see it on TV, it works all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But for control's sake, a pistol or a bang stick's better.
We'll be back with more SC Wild here on Sports Talk. Going to talk turkeys and the fishing report with the major Downer. Be right back.
This is SC Wild on the Sports Talk Radio Network with Captain Billy Downer of the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources.
Make that major. We got to change the opening now. You keep getting these promotions.
It's all because of you, yeah. Phil.
I'm going to keep that one just in case you get demoted.
Demoted. Thanks for your confidence.
No, I certainly believe that you'll continue to climb the ladder and understand your boss is retiring.
Yes. Our director, Alvin Taylor, is going to retire this month. Sad news for our department. Good news for him and his family. 42 years serving this agency in this state. Very few people come to mind that serve the state that long. Tremendous mentor personally for me. Been a tremendous person in our department, rebuilding relationships with the legislature, bringing budgets back for our divisions, for law enforcement. Just been a big part of our department for 42 years, in particular as our director the last 7 years. Tremendous job. Sad to see him go. But we will move forward, and fortunately, thanks to his leadership, we have good people in place, and we're going to make it through the days to come. It's just going to be a little different. Change is inevitable, as we all know. Change is the one thing that's constant. And it's sad to see people, good people go, and friends and mentors. I've seen others go before him that I've missed, and I will truly miss his friendship and his mentorship with our department.
What's the process for getting a new director?
Very lengthy. A lot of questions. Of course, when that happens, people start questioning, what's going to happen to our department? Who's going to be the director? So our board, though, again, we have a good board in place. They're already starting that process now. We have a good interim in place, and Robert Boyles from our Marine Division, great guy, is taking the lead right now, being the interim director. When Alvin retires later this month, he will assume the spot as the interim director and will help us transition to the future.
Very good. Let's transition to Turkey Talk. Because
turkey season
is
still
winding
in.
Down, huh?
It's still in.
Yeah.
It's good winding down. We'll close Saturday, May the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
May
the 5th.
Yep, May the 5th.
Right.
Excuse me. So, actually, I got to check that out. Make sure I say that right.
May the 5th.
Turkey season is May the 5th, but May the 5th is
maybe not a Saturday.
Sunday, not Saturday.
Yeah.
So well,
today's the
first. Make sure we get all that right.
So tomorrow's the second. Friday's the third.
Yep. Well, the season does. We're gonna check our season May 4th, Saturday. Yeah.
So it's not May 5th.
It's not May 5th. Saturday the 4th.
Scratch that.
See, I was catching myself. I knew something didn't sound right.
Yeah.
The 4th. Saturday the 4th.
Okay.
So Saturday is the last day of turkey season. Gobblers are pretty hot. I just showed you that video.
Yes. Pretty wild.
My son sent a video to me off the tractor on Monday. Two gobblers battling it out in the field, grabbing the top of her head, pulling, jockeying for position for 6 minutes.
You say mortal combat. Do they fight till one of them's dead?
He was like, Dad, they're trying to kill each other. And they are fighting, and sometimes they will fight till one dies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
They can. Typically, when they're locked up like that, they're not paying attention. He could drive the tractor all the way up to them and still sit there and fight.
Mm-hmm. What sets them off against each other?
Well, you ever seen two males fight? Nothing about anything else around them except themselves. I mean, right now, the hens are on the nest, so they're not hearing a lot of hens calling back to them, the goblin.
Mm-hmm.
So the gobbler's a goblin. They see another gobbler out there, and that's competition. They're going to wipe out the competition.
Ah.
So right now is a good time, potentially the last couple days here. The last 3 days of the season might be a good time to get a turkey before the season runs out because turkeys are hot.
You want to hit fishing real quick?
Real quick, fishing limits the shellcracker and brim being caught across the state. And your favorite fishing spots on Lake Marion and other area lakes, redworms, and crickets are the bait of choice. Offshore Port, Dolphin Strong, and Georgetown Hole. Inshore, Black Drum, Red Drum, Trout, and Flounder are being caught in great numbers. Also heard some large catches of whiting, even 17-inch whiting. Ooh. Great meat. Good, pretty white meat in the Fripp Island area. Take somebody fishing. Enjoy one of our lakes or our streams or waterways this weekend if the weather's clear, and take somebody outside and enjoy the great outdoors.
Thank you, Major.
Remember, turkey season ends Saturday, May 4th.